We are prepared. We are ready to go.
United Auto Workers President Dennis Williams fires up the rank and file.
As we share in the bad times, we must equally share in the good times.
The UAW and unions in general in Michigan face a critical test. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. So a lot of attention paid last week on the UAW bargaining convention in Detroit.
Focused a lot on the round of bargaining that's going to begin later this year with the domestic car companies.
They are the United Auto Workers Union, after all.
But I'll bet you didn't know.
Bet you didn't know.
The biggest bargaining unit in the UAW is not auto workers. It's State of Michigan employees.
Yep, the 17,000 active members of UAW Local 6000. And Local 6000 and other state employee unions negotiate new contracts this year with the Snyder administration.
And these are the first union contracts bargained since Michigan became a right-to-work state.
Yeah, the first contracts where the rank and file won't be compulsory dues-paying members when they take effect.
So the UAW and other state employee unions have to show their members that their dues are paying off.
And they do that with a very good contract.
With things like staving off the Snyder administration's efforts to squeeze savings out of healthcare costs, if that means smaller benefits, bigger copays, stuff like that. That's a big priority for the rank and file.
Many of whom, we should note, aren't blue collar. These are attorneys, doctors, social workers, scientists who work for taxpayers.
And they expect to be treated like professionals by their employer and by their union.
And if they don't feel like this new contract is a bargain for them, the state employee unions risk the fate of the MEA, the Michigan Education Association. That teachers' union has been losing members and member dues by the thousands since the state first became right to work in 2012.
And so the success of the UAW and the other state employee unions in contract bargaining matters because its members will have to see value in paying their dues or suffer that same thinning of their ranks and their revenue. And by the way, that's true of both public employee unions and their private sector counterparts.
Sure. And all of this has a political impact, of course.
Oh, it does. There is a reason why, even with declining membership overall in recent years, unions remain the core institution that make up the heart and soul of the Michigan Democratic Party.
Unions are the largest institutional source of operational and campaign dollars for the Dems.
And they run the show because they provide the dough. And that money comes from membership dues. Big stakes all around in these contract talks.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.